It's so wonderful hearing the Eucharistic words there and the promise of Jesus about the indwelling, his own indwelling in us and our indwelling in him through the Eucharist. You could easily give a homily on that, but I think today's first reading is one of the most extraordinary events that really has happened in Christianity. And of course, what you have essentially is Jesus who has read the heart of Paul. And this time, Saul. And of course, Saul he's a prayerful guy, no question about it. He's a deeply, deeply converted Pharisee, right? No question about it. Paul's got extra brains coming out of his ears, no doubt about it. He's a fantastic orator and writer, no doubt about it. In addition to that, Saul is loyal. He's a truly loyal guy, to the bitter end. And the one thing about Saul is his authenticity. This is a person who wants to really be in the truth. This is a person who's willing to call himself to task to get, deeper and deeper into not just the truth about God and the truth about himself, but into the truth about everything that he is, right? So there's something about this guy that's really authentic. And the Lord knows it, right? He's got this read on St. Paul, or on future St. Paul. He's got this read on Saul. And of course, as he is, busy trying to get a few other people to be persecuted, which is what he's doing. He's rounding up Christians for persecution, right? Jesus just says, well, enough is enough. So kaboom, he strikes Paul. And of course, as we know, this light shows around him and he's temporarily blinded and he's, literally thrown off his horse and he's weakened, right? He's in a daze. I mean, he just like he got hit, And I mean, he's enervated, He says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I love Paul's response. Who are you, sir? There's a little respect in his voice. And of course, I am Jesus and you're persecuting me, who you are persecuting. And of course, Paul's going, boy, this is a lot of data to process. So of course, I think I have done something that is not right. Something is amiss. And of course, some people need to be called like, Saul. I call them, this is the personality like Bob Spitzer, right? Frequently wrong, but never in doubt, right? For all intents and purposes, Paul's a man of conviction, right? He studies, he does his homework, he prays, he's trying to be authentic to himself, right? And so when he's on the road and he thinks he's right, it's going to be really hard to dissuade him. And with this kind of person, God has shown that, right, St. Augustine, St. Paul, all the kind of hard-headed hardliners, right? Jesus kind of doesn't spare the rod. He just sort of, I'm going to push you off your horse. I'm going to blind you, and I'm going to give you a bolt of lightning right through you. And I'm going to tell you who's boss first. And of course, then Paul goes, got it. This I understand. And of course, then it's this long process. Because, in the Acts of the Apostles, what we see, right, is we're missing 3 years. He does go, immediately to the disciples in Jerusalem, the apostles in Jerusalem. He does do that, but right after he does that and comes to believe in Jesus, he literally goes into the desert for 3 years. I mean, Paul just had a major short circuit, and this is a guy who had the entire world put together around what he thought was the truth, and he has to reconfigure everything. But when he leaves that desert after 3 years, he's got everything reconfigured. I mean, Paul's got a package theology coming out of there. Now, it's going to develop, but this guy is a systematic brain. And of course, the Holy Spirit is in there going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And Paul, of course, you can just, you know, when you read these Pauline letters, right, you get this feeling that this guy starts off with a pen, starts a little slow, and then it's like, and he's just going faster and faster because the Spirit is inspiring him so much. He's so articulate. He's so systematic. He's so logical. He's so, you know, rhetorical. And he's just got these gifts, and there's 3 years in the desert. He wasn't wasting his time, I assure you. He was literally writing, you know, the systematic theology for Christianity to build upon the parables and teachings of Jesus and Jesus' actions. So he comes out, and as we'll see in the remainder of the Acts of the Apostles, right, Luke condenses all of this, right? We're now into the section on St. Paul. We finished St. Peter. Now we're going to St. Paul. The rest of the Acts of the Apostles is just on the Acts of St. Paul. And so as we're looking through this now, we're going to see somebody who has got such a well-worked-out, articulated theology. Oh, did the Lord know what he was doing? Oh, yes. Because he knew the heart of Paul. The Lord was not pushing Paul into conversion. The Lord was only pushing Paul into the recognition that he made a big mistake and was making a big mistake. And once he's got that sorted out, then he can inspire Paul. And Paul is operating freely, right? This is a big theme of St. Paul, freedom, right? You know, and of course, he's operating freely. He's inspired freely. And what comes out is not just beauty and goodness. What comes out is the articulation of Christian theology, which is, of course, going to be with us to this very day. These letters are we continue to study them in their depth, and it's just absolutely remarkable how the Lord predestined this incredible disciple to do what he did in his freedom by simply knowing the heart of this great man who was Saul and now our Saint Paul. Amen.